T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And the Green Bay Packers beat the Dallas Cowboys yesterday. A lot of people watching the game.
It was a little
on TV.
It was a blowout, but then Dallas made it mildly interesting, I guess.
Right. And the Packers ended up winning, which is cool, 34-24. But if you were paying attention, one of the cutaways when they cut to the cameras were pointing at somebody in the audience. Two people were sitting in Jerry Jones' box.
The owner of the Cowboys.
Yeah. And they seem to be having a great time laughing it up. Was former President George W. Bush and Ellen DeGeneres sitting next to each other?
They were hanging out?
Yeah, laughing it up.
All right, so let's see. Now I'm looking at the picture, too. They are next to each other. I see Laura's on the other side, and Portia's on the other side of Ellen.
Yes.
So Bush and Ellen hanging together. Now, it is a big luxury suite, so there's a lot of people in it. So were they assigned those seats? Like, who got there first? And were there little name tags there? And then she looks, and the name tag next to her just says W, and she wonders who it is?
Some interesting reactions on Twitter. One person saying, "This shouldn't trigger you. It should give you hope for our future."
Okay.
If you told me George Bush would be sitting next to Ellen DeGeneres at a Cowboys game, I'd ask how long I've been in a coma.
I saw one here that says, "I would listen to this podcast." Which I think is pretty good. Although it's funny because I know Michelle Obama and W are kind of buds. Like when
they
have to go
around
and when they have to go to funerals, they have hard candy for each other.
Exactly.
And that's not code for something else. They really, like, she has it in her purse or he has it. I forget.
So I don't know if anybody was sharing any sort of, you know, lifesavers or certs or anything in the
It's
box,
funny how,
but
as time goes on, how when it comes to world leaders, your view sometimes changes. Like I saw a thing the other day that said, you know, don't forget Richard Nixon created the EPA, all the different things that Nixon did. He opened up China. Like, positives.
Right.
And then for W, it seems like that happens again, too, where there's some...
Well, in comparison, lot of people like him better than others.
So here's something to freak you out. 20 years down the line, no.
What?
Will we be like, oh, well, this wasn't that bad. I mean, how could that be? But we didn't used to think it way back then.
I hope the world is still here in 20
right, exactly.
years and we can look back.
So is Ellen's show still going on, right? We're going to get to hear.
Yeah, she's in like the 17th season, although the show on Monday is usually one that they taped on Friday, so it won't. She won't talk about it today.
Okay, so Tuesday, that is assignment, Kitty.
She might talk about it.
For the afternoon
but
to hear.
Another person on Twitter said, "I didn't realize how badly I wanted to watch football with George Bush and Ellen until today when I saw them together."
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.